Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Now, everyone out there is holding on to their chairs going, oh no, the perimenopause. Well, what does that mean? Perimenopause means that special time that begins just about when you're going through that hormonal change that leads up to menopause. How long does it take? Most women think, I don't know, an eternity. Just kidding. It just goes on for many, many years. Depends upon when a lot of this begins on average with women, you know, early 40s or so, but it can be even earlier. Now, there are sneaky symptoms that go along with perimenopause, and we have with us Susan Wysocki, our nurse practitioner par excellence, our expert, our go-to, to be able to help us understand what are these sneaky symptoms of perimenopause. Oh boy, she is a contributor to Our Bodies Ourselves. We all know about that book, and she was a former president, I said president, and CEO of the National Association of Nurse Practitioners. Welcome to Her Radio, Susan.
Thank you, Pam.
Now, don't we have some sneaky, nasty little symptoms that kind of, one day you wake up and you go, what the, you know? We all know about, you know, the menstrual irregularity and things like that. Come on, let's give us all some of those sneaky symptoms.
Well, they sneak up. They're not so sneaky sometimes because they're right out there and you can't ignore them. Menstrual irregularities are sort of the hallmark of the perimenopause. Either periods are shorter in between times or longer in between times. Sometimes the bleeding is heavier. It's like you wake up in your whatever age you were when you first got your period, because there can be some really heavy, heavy periods, partly because there is more length in between one period to the next, so there's more buildup of that lining. That's an annoying one.
So basically, anything, really anything can happen here. I know a lot of women come to me, you know, as a physician. I listen to this and they say, you know, they're shorter, they're longer, they're heavier, they're light. You know what I say? All of the above. You know, every woman is unique and you're really drilling that home. Of course, another sneaky one, how about those sleep problems?
Sleep is an issue, and part of it is that during this time, women may also be experiencing hot flashes. And even if they're not aware of hot flashes during the day, they may be having a hot flash in the middle of the night that is enough to wake them up. So there's restless sleep. It never really gets a good length of time to get that kind of deep sleep that we rely on to feel refreshed the next day.
Okay, and then right along with that, which makes us really pleasant to be around, are mood changes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are. Like I said, it's as though you became your teenage daughter overnight, and it's things that would normally not annoy you at all, and suddenly it's like, why did they leave that out on the counter? It just becomes a major irritation. And
basically, you become moderately homicidal about very small things that used to just sort of irritate you before, but now you want to gouge people's eyes out.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird.
None of these are good.
Well, and you say to yourself, I know I'm not that angry about it, but why did I just flip out?
And why am I grabbing that butcher knife? How did that end up in my hand? Or was that a machete? I can't remember. Okay, now speaking of all of that,
well,
let's
first
talk
of all,
about
stay away from
sexuality.
Sharp objects, okay, say what?
I know,
sexuality.
Totally. Yeah, let's go to sexual function.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that can start happening also is some vaginal dryness, and that happens in this fluctuation of hormones as well. And it can be enough to make sex uncomfortable, sex not desirable, because who wants to have sex if it's going to hurt? But there are certainly plenty of things that women can do, everything from over-the-counter lubricants to looking at things like maybe taking low-dose birth control pills, which helps to even out periods, or, you know, some other things. But it's important to talk about those.
Well, you know, when women aren't getting enough sleep, when they're having mood changes, I mean, I can't imagine that. It makes them feel particularly sexy and feel really cool. And, you know, another one of those sneaky things is, you know, my favorite subject, of course, is suddenly you have an issue with, shall we say, girth control.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and everything is just like, what is this? One day you look like an hourglass, right? Like your teenage daughter. And then next day you look like a shot glass. And suddenly, you know, you can't get a belt on. And so really, how about that sexual function? It's more than just a dry vagina. It's like, I don't want anything because what's going on? I don't feel good. I'm not getting sleep. My mood's rotten. So there's kind of, it's a psychobiological thing, right, Susan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that women, there's a lot more that goes into sex than just wanting to have sex. It is how you feel about your body. It's how, what kind of mood you're in. Are you rested enough? You know, any of those things that are out of whack can also take out any interest in romance, sex, anything. And if the relationship is stale, then that adds on to that, too. So, you know, it's a time to really pay attention to that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to other things, all right? So you also have an issue with some metabolic issues, like loss of bone. A lot of women don't realize that, you know, until they look at that little DEXA scan. And many of them aren't even getting a bone density until much later on. And lo and behold, whoopsies, we have osteopenia. We're losing bone here. So that's the decline estrogen level, right?
That's right. Yeah, estrogen really is what maintains bone. And during the perimenopause, but particularly after menopause, when there is more of an estrogen deficiency versus this perimenopausal period where you've got highs and lows in estrogen that, you know, causes all those wacky symptoms that we were talking about. After menopause, the you know, bone loss can be there. And that's really serious stuff. For women should look at what is their family history. Are, you know, women in their family breaking bones? Turns out that thin white women are at the greatest risk. But that doesn't mean if you're heavy set that you're not going to get osteoporosis.
It's just obviously the tall, thin ones with the pale skin thing. That's exactly what happened to my mother, and she ended up with osteoporosis because they didn't know in those days. And then the final one, you know, changing cholesterol levels. This is something that's really important, and that is that, you know, declining estrogen levels are highly associated with unfavorable changes in your blood cholesterol level, and that means your bad cholesterol, the LDL, is beginning to sail toward the ceiling, and your good one, which is your HDL, is disappearing. And so it's really important, I think, as we're looking at all of these sneaky signs of perimenopause, that women really pay attention. You're your best advocate. That's what's really important here. Everyone out there in her radio land, we have been talking to our go-to nurse practitioner expert, Susan Wysocki, as we've looked at sneaky symptoms of perimenopause, everything from changes in sexual function, loss of bone, you know, declining cholesterol levels. At the same time, we're also looking at menstrual irregularities, hot flashes, sleep problems, mood changes. Thank you, Susan, once again for being on her radio and sharing your wisdom with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Hey, make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and email us at askher@radiomd.com with all of your questions. And stay well.